You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, while Makwe did mention that there are a couple of areas of opportunity to be looking at and markets have been reacting quite positively, I'm hoping the next gentleman that joins me could shed some light on what's been happening and how the markets have actually been responding to this government of national unity. I'm joined on the line by Chief Executive Officer at Peregrine Capital, Jacques Conradi, to take a look at just markets movements and how they've been moving over the last couple of weeks. Good evening, Jacques. Lovely to speak to you. Thanks for taking the time. Let's start by taking a look at the reactions today, the volumes today, the just the sentiment that's been in the market today for local counters off the back of finally having a cabinet.
Good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having me on. Look, it's been a proper exciting month to be in market as we saw the emotional swings as the GNU was put together and then was falling apart, and then finally we closed the deal last night. So it was a good day in markets. I think we saw almost 30 billion in volumes, and the whole month of June actually was very active on the JSE. I think up to May, we were doing like 15 or 20 billion rand a day in volume. And the last month has been about 30 billion on average a day, with a few days as high as 40 or 50. So there really has been some renewed excitement on the JSE as I think people look for opportunities.
So we completely ignored the fact that markets typically sort of go away in May and go on holiday. And this time the election excitement was clearly evident from a South African perspective. Is this something that we've seen perhaps in other markets as well, where there have been elections? I'm just trying to think about what could potentially happen when the US election happens in November.
Look, I think what made South Africa unique was the fact that our market was just so unloved going into this election. I mean, we saw extremely low valuations on large caps. Like, a lot of the local managers have taken money offshore. Even this year, the foreigners up to like end of May had sold about 80 billion rand of SA stocks. Like, small and mid caps were almost as cheap as we've ever seen them. So you went in with a setup of everything being unloved. People thought load shedding was going to be a problem forever. And now suddenly we've had this amazing outcome of this election. The best case we could have had. We haven't had load shedding for almost 100 days now in a row. So suddenly there's a good news story in an unloved market. And that's typically what creates lots of excitement and opportunities.
Jacques, I remember looking at the market, and I think I had a chat with David Shapiro a couple of weeks ago around exactly that, to say the market has been really, really, or the international markets have been really harsh on South African markets, despite the fact that we've got really good and really valuable stocks. And now suddenly we are the flavor of the month, we're the flavor of the quarter, because we actually have good counters and good companies, and it just so happened that they're trading at deep discounts. Are you still seeing that the discounts persist at the moment, now following the election?
So what we've seen is a lot of the large cap, the larger companies in SA, let's say the banks, the retailers, some of the property shares, they've bounced 20 or 25% off the lows before the election. So there certainly has been a rally in some of those. They still look cheap to us versus history, but I mean, we've had 20 or 25% of the move, and I think you could have some more re-rating, but then we will need to see the strong economy impact the earnings of these companies for them to go further. On the other hand, a lot of the small and mid-cap companies that were particularly unloved still look very, very cheap to us. Interestingly, today was the first day we've actually seen some of them starting to move. So potentially some of the buying interest will move lower down to the middle small cap shares.
Is there anything in particular or any particular sector that you guys are liking at Peregrine at the moment? I mean, I know that financial stocks have really been the darling stocks, or the ones that have been moving, as you mentioned, with these announcements specifically around cabinet. But are you finding that perhaps precious metal stocks are not moving as much? I know that commodities prices don't look the greatest. Is there something you guys are liking at the moment?
So we have kind of really liked a lot of the banks and the retailers and maybe some of the financials. So shares like First Rand, Standard Bank, high quality SA banks was super cheap. We like them. Business like OUTsurance we've loved for a long time. Just a great management team. And then retailers like Pep, for example, there was actually a placing last week that gave some people a chance to buy more at good levels. So those are a few of the shares. I don't want to kind of punt buying them. They're already up a meaningful amount from the low. Mm. But I think these businesses will really benefit if the GNU stays together. If we have a good 3 or 5 years, a lot of these quality SA franchises, I think, will do very well over the next kind of 2 or 3 years.
Mm. Jacques, do you think that the GNU staying together is critical? I mean, I understand it from a policy perspective and I understand it from a general sentiment perspective, but assuming, let's assume a perfect world scenario. We have electricity, it continues as it is, and these companies are just able to continue doing business as usual. Do you think the structure that the GNU is or it represents is critical for these businesses to continue to survive, or do we just have resilient businesses? I happen to think that South African businesses are amongst the most resilient in the world.
I would agree with you there. Our businesses are particularly resilient if you look what we had to survive with load shedding and transport issues, etc. But even resilient businesses prefer it if there's economic tailwind, right? So I think this is, I mean, they will survive in almost any scenario because it's great teams and great companies, but the outlook could be so much better. I mean, even the top SA companies have grown at much slower rates the last 5 or 7 years in the post-Zuma kind of era than they did in the 10, 15 years before that. So certainly these companies will do much better in a stable government where things are getting done, where there's less corruption, where we actually execute some of the government plans. So it can only be positive for these SA companies.
Mm. Jacques, has there been anything that surprised you? I remember looking at Sasol at some point, and that was a very unloved stock for various reasons, I suppose. But then overnight, I think it was last month, we rallied up to about 170 Rand a share, and then we came all the way back down. Did you see anything in the last sort of month or so that took you by surprise, and you're like, actually, this is a stock we forgot about?
Look, that's kind of what we try to do every day, is just try to see, has there been anything that kind of lagged behind or that participated too much? So I think there was some opportunities in the last month. What we did is we looked, when these banks and these retailers started moving up, a lot of the smaller shares were left behind. So we saw that as an opportunity to sell some of the shares that had moved and redeploy that into some of the shares that had lagged that were still pretty much at pre-election levels. So that's kind of a main thing we put on. And there was a few shares. Let's say Sorgosun Holdings, like a casino group that'll benefit in a stable economy, Famous Brands with Steers and the like that we think will benefit in a more stable economy. So there was lots of mid-caps like that was kind of left behind for a while, and we think they will also benefit in a stronger economy.
Well, we hope that the positivity continues, especially where it relates to South Africa. I'm sure everybody wants to see stronger economic conditions and stronger growth conditions. Our JSE certainly is loving it, but we'll leave it at that. Jacques, thanks so much for those insights. Jacques Conradie, CEO at Peregrine Capital, joining me to reflect on the market's reactions to the Government of National Unity and to the Cabinet.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.